The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Last night we heard once again the beloved record of the birth of our Lord as St. Luke recorded it. How while Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. Then the angel proclaimed to the shepherds the wonderful message, good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord. This morning the gospel reading doesn't tell us of a manger, or swaddling cloths, or shepherds, or an angel's message. We don't even hear about a virgin mother and her newborn son. Instead, we have heard St. John's majestic and sublime account of the incarnation. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. St. John writes that the Word, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the only begotten Son of the Father from eternity, became flesh, was born a human being. He was made man, and he lived here, lived among creatures that were called into being through him. The story of Christmas is about much more than just a baby in a manger. Over the centuries, many thousands of babies were born in the Holy Land. Very many of them were wrapped in swaddling cloths, and more than a few were probably laid in a manger at one point or another. But only one was God of God, light of light, very God of very God. Only one had been incarnate by the power of the Holy Spirit, took on flesh and blood by the power of the Most High. Jesus alone, of all of those babies, is the promised Messiah, the Christ of God. No other infant ever born could properly be called Yahweh, the Lord. Thus John writes, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." We have seen his glory? What is this glory? The scriptures repeatedly use the word glory to describe the awesome majesty of God. At Sinai, the glory of the Lord appeared to be like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain. It was the glory of the Lord which caused the skin of Moses' face to shine when he came out from talking with God in the tent of meeting. The glory of the Lord was that brilliant light which filled the tabernacle and later the temple. A vision of the Lord in his glory caused Isaiah to despair, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Again and again the scriptures speak of the glory of the Lord as the awesome majesty of God, which causes sinners to fear for their lives. We hear about it even on that first Christmas, when an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. Is this what John means in our text? It wouldn't seem so. For one thing, about the only time Jesus' glory shone with such brilliance that it provoked fear was at his transfiguration. And as John writes of his glory here, he doesn't connect it with fear, but speaks of it as a revelation of God's grace and truth. What is the glory of God which is seen in Jesus, the Word made flesh? John writes that the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The glory of God revealed in Jesus Christ is therefore quite different from the frightening and consuming fire of Mount Sinai. That was a glory which caused people to quake in fear. They knew that because of their sin, they could not safely come into the presence of the Holy God. The glory of God revealed in Jesus, however, does not cause fear and terror. When the shepherds saw it, they returned to their sheep, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. It prompted Simeon to bless God in grateful contentment. "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen your salvation." The glory of God revealed in Jesus is a glory that is hidden. Hidden, as it were, in unremarkable trappings. Where is the glory of an infant in a manger? or a little child carried away in haste at night to escape the wrath of a fearful king? Where is the glory in a life without home or place to lay his head, shunned and opposed by the rich and powerful? Where is the glory in betrayal and arrest and unjust conviction and shameful execution? The world would say there's no glory in any of that. But the world would be terribly mistaken. For it is in these things that the glory of God is revealed, the glory which accrues to God because of his incomprehensible love. This glory revealed in Jesus, glory full of grace and truth, is a glory discernible only to the eyes of faith. Faith sees in the infant Jesus God's gracious promises being fulfilled. Faith sees in God in our flesh, bearing weakness like us, facing temptation like us, suffering sorrow like us, becoming one of us, so that he might obey the divine law in our place, and in our place bear the punishment for sin. This is the glory of Jesus, the glory of God in Jesus that he makes known, the glory of God's unimaginable and inexhaustible grace and mercy for sinners. It's his love for us that caused him to take on flesh in the womb of the Virgin. He was born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger and continued on for us despite opposition and suffering and temptation, all the way to the cross. There Jesus was lifted up, glorified, John says, so that from this fullness of his love, you and I could receive grace upon grace. No one has ever seen God, but Jesus, God in human flesh, has made him known. In Jesus Christ, we have seen God's redeeming love. This is what St. Paul was saying when he wrote, God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Again this morning, Jesus reveals God's glory as he humbly comes to you and to me, present in and with the bread and wine, in order to forgive you and to strengthen you in the faith and to reassure you of his continuing love for you and presence with you when he gathers you with other Christians together in his name. Therefore, it is with grateful hearts that you and I can join with Simeon in saying, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. I can die content. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people. To see the glory of God in Jesus, his unfathomable love for you and for me, is to have good reason to join St. Paul in his glorious doxology. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.